shares in Australia's largest mining company, BHP Billiton, have fallen heavily. The selling coincides with a slide in the price of iron ore and a disaster at a mine in Brazil, which is partly owned by BHP. A union official says one person has died there after a dam at the mining site burst, unleashing a deluge of thick red toxic mud that engulfed houses. For more on what could be behind BHP's share price dive, I'm joined by our finance reporter, David Taylor. David, what do we know so far about this mine disaster in Brazil?
Well, Kim, a dam has broken in a major mining region of Brazil. Now, the Fundão Dam of the Samarco Mining Company has given way, prompting a mudslide of mining waste that's reached the nearby village of Bento Rodrigues. It's unleashed a deluge of thick, red, toxic mud, as just mentioned, that's engulfed houses and, according to one union official, has killed at least one person. Now, Samarco is jointly owned by two mining giants, Vale of Brazil and BHP Billiton, of course, here in Australia. Ambulances had been sent to the scene, but there are no confirmed victims for the moment officially. Now, David Lennox is a resources analyst with Fat Profits. I spoke to him a short time ago to find out more about the mine disaster and what it means for BHP Billiton.
Look, we certainly think that at this point in time, the market has reacted to the news that is coming out of Brazil regarding the joint venture that BHP has with Vale through its Samarco mine in Brazil. What we've seen happen, unfortunately, is there has been a dam burst. That news would have been put out to the wires prior to the market opening here in Australia, and we did see a significant fall on opening in BHP. It opened somewhere around 22.10 and collapsed away fairly quickly after that.
What specifically about this disaster? Obviously, there appears to be loss of life, which is a tragedy, but what is it about this particular disaster that's made shareholders respond as they have?
Look, the joint venture contributed something like 14.5 million tonnes of iron ore to BHP's production for 2015 to 30 June. It pulls in about 3.5 million tonnes a quarter. So we would assume that with this unfortunate event that's happened in Brazil, that we would see production at that particular mine now closed, as obviously investigations will be carried out. So that would probably take account of certainly some of the price move that we've seen in BHP through today's intra-trading.
That was Fat Profits Resources analyst David Lennox. David Taylor, what role has the fall in the price of iron ore had on BHP's falling share price today?
Well, Kim, just a few years ago, back in 2008, 2009, the height of the mining boom, the BHP Billiton share price was much higher than it is today, obviously, because the price of iron ore was much higher. It was around $140 a tonne, went higher than that. And that was based on the fact there was huge demand from China for Australia's commodities and, of course, Brazil's commodities as well. Now, the price of iron ore has come down significantly to around, just this morning's price of around $47.70 a tonne, not far from a 10-year low, which was hit in July of this year of $44.10 a tonne. So clearly, iron ore is a key commodity for BHP Billiton and the price seems to be holding below $50 a tonne. Just quickly, it's based on the fact that we're seeing a rise in the US dollar on the Fed's comments.
So let's turn to the broader economy now, and the Reserve Bank has delivered its quarterly statement on monetary policy. Were there any surprises?
Just one, Kim. The Reserve Bank has cut its inflation forecast for the first half of next year. Just 6 months ago, the RBA was forecasting an inflation rate of 2.5%. I've described it before as the heartbeat of the economy. Well, it seems that next year that Australia's blood pressure is going to lower a little bit and perhaps to a dangerous level. The RBA now expects inflation to rise by just 1.75%.
Our finance reporter David Taylor, thank you.